I want to emphasize that this does not represent U.S. policy in any way. It is counter to the policies we have been implementing and pursuing in El Salvador, and such an outcome would have serious consequences on our ability to continue to pursue those policies. And that information has been provided to the government of El Salvador. It's clear that we are supporting the government of El Salvador and the leadership of Duarte at this time. And I don't see any change in that.